In the call to worship this morning, I wanted to look at just a brief verse from Psalm chapter 44. Psalm number 44, verse number 18. It says, "Our heart is not turned back, neither have our steps declined from thy way." Just kind of that verse in the middle of a chapter about written for the sons of Korah. Many ascribe the psalm to David, and if you think about the sons of Korah, of course, they were the ones, the survivors of Korah and Dathan and Abiram, who, what, you know, we know what happened to them. The earth opened up and swallowed them because of their rebellion against the authority of Moses. But there are several psalms that are written to the sons of Korah. It's kind of a unique story, I guess, of God's grace and allowing some of his sons to continue and how they were used of the Lord. But in this psalm, there's a kind of a history here about some of the things that God did for Israel. And beginning in verse number 9, it's almost as if there's a complaint offered where the people are being defeated. The people are being made a mockery. The Israelites are being made a byword among the heathen. And in verse 17 through 18, all of this has happened. It says, "Yet have we not forgotten thee, neither have we dealt falsely in thy covenant." And then our verse, "Our heart is not turned back, neither have our steps declined from thy way." What I wanted to point out in this verse, especially this week, we think of our New Year holiday, and our Brother Pager was mentioning some of the traditions and resolutions that people make. And I was thinking about determination. Determination and resolution, not really resolution in the sense of what our world makes it today, but being resolved to do something. Having a determination to see something through all the way to the end, despite adversities or obstacles or things that happen. You know, that's kind of a lost thing in our society today. Young people give up easily, it seems. Something comes up, "Oh, I quit. I'm going to go do something else." Or we don't want to just kind of take up the task and just kind of get our way through it. You know, I think about when we were in college, or when I was in college, maybe some of you remember, sometimes you just have to take the work and you just have to what? Get through it. You have to determine in your mind you're going to do it. Well, Israel here in this verse, all these bad things that happen, all these difficulties that happen, but yet it says, our heart is not turned back, and neither have our steps declined. We're not going to go back. We're not going to decline. We're going to continue to go forward. And as you know, we think about this year coming up, and for a lot of people, they're making New Year's resolutions, and they're wanting to look at a fresh start. And that is true in some sense. You get a fresh year, a new start, and people many times are determined that whatever resolution I have, we're going to continue in it. But typically, after a few weeks or months, those things kind of go back. And I was looking up a few statistics. I wrote a few of them down here about some resolutions. You know, most of the resolutions that people make have to do with the temporal or the physical, don't they? You know, we got to lose weight. Maybe some of us need to do that. I don't know. We want to lose weight, or, we want to get more money. We want to increase our education. We want to, in some way, improve ourselves this year. The top 10 resolutions for 2012, just some of them. Number one, of course, was lose weight. I think that's on everybody's mind here in America, I guess. But number one was lose weight. Number two, get organized. That's one I should probably have. Number three, spend less and save more. There's all kinds of these. Stay healthy, quit smoking, help others in their dreams. This is a good one. Number nine was fall in love. I don't know how you can resolve to fall in love. I guess, I don't know, maybe some of you teenagers or something. I don't know. Anyway, I'm glad I didn't have to resolve that. Or spend time with the family, all these resolutions that people make. But then it says that the people, percentage of Americans that usually make them are 45%, but the people that are successful in achieving their resolution is only 8%. So we have all these temporal ideas, we have all these things that we want to resolve to do, but yet only 8% actually fulfill those resolutions. The type of resolutions, self-improvement, 47%. 47% of the resolutions that are made, which is the largest number of the group, is I want to improve myself. Or some self-education or something I'm going to do to better myself. And then maintaining them through the first week, 75% do it for the first week. And then past 2 weeks, it continues to drop. And past 6 months, it's less than 50% down to 46% of people that continue their resolutions. The point I'm trying to make with this is that we are all resolving things about the temporal. You hear it, on the news or the people interviewing on the streets and things, and they ask, what are you resolving this year? And it's always about me, or it's about the physical, the temporal. And here, the heart of Israel was a resolution, or this psalmist in particular, his resolution was, I'm not going to turn back from your way. His mind was more upon the spiritual things. There's little emphasis upon a spiritual determination in our day, in times in which we live. We're facing an unknown year ahead. We've got an unsure economy, and everybody's talking about this fiscal cliff and going to the edge and falling off and all those things, and things just don't look so good. And it's easy to get fearful and worry about the physical things, but yet Are we going to have the resolution of Psalm 44, verse 18, in which spiritually our heart is not going to turn back? Our steps are not going to decline, notice, from God's way. All these things can happen, like all those things that happened to Israel in verses 9 through 16, all the things that were mentioned there. But yet their determination wasn't on those things. It was faced and put securely in the Lord. I want to resolve to not go back from His way. And I pray that as we face this new year, sure, we can have some physical resolutions or things that we want to improve. That's good to have goals and improvement and things like that. But more importantly, that we focus on the spiritual. Lord, I want to resolve that this year I'm going to walk. You ever made a spiritual resolution? You ever resolved that you're going to read the Bible every day? That's something that should go beyond a year. You ever resolved that you're going to perhaps give more to the Lord's work? Maybe give more to missions. Or, Lord, I want to increase my prayer this year. You know, we sometimes don't focus on spiritual resolutions where we determine in our heart that, Father, I'm going to live for You in a better way than I ever have. I want Your Holy Spirit to guide and direct me and help me, and desire a long-term, a lifelong faithfulness to the Lord. And I want to encourage us this morning to focus on that type of determination in our heart.